Everyone, and welcome to the final episode of this season's Break It Down podcast. My name is Asari Ndem, and in studio with me is your favorite co-host.
My name is Chibike Alawoso.
Yes, I'm glad to be here.
So since this is the first episode this year, I'd like to say Happy New Year to all our lovely listeners.
If someone is listening to it in April?
Happy New Year to them, innit?
Yeah, Happy New Year to you, whenever you're listening to it.
All right, so do you want to give like a brief rundown of what the podcast has done this year?
Yeah, well, this podcast, you know, brought to you by Nigeria Health Watch, is where we try as much as possible, as much as, you know, we can within our powers and the strength of the guests, the amazing guests that we bring on the show, to break down issues, break down all of the policies, all of those complicated conversations you hear in the health sector. So make it easy to understand and usable, so you can use them to ask better questions and, you know, demand for better health care. So that's essentially what the Break It Down podcast is about. And since we started it last year, it's been an interesting journey, talking about health insurance, maternal health care, mental health, and, you know, some other issues, and how the policies that are in place to make these things better, how these things are helping to improve, or also talking about the gaps. So yeah, it's been an interesting ride along the journey so far. Mm-hmm. And we are happy to be bringing you the final episode in this season. Yeah. So yeah.
Thank you very much. I think that's a great way to segue into the topic of discussion today. So today we are talking about our forecast for healthcare in Nigeria in 2024. And to help us do this, we have two very brilliant women from our office here in Nigeria Health Watch who are going to help us break down our expectations for the year, what we would like to see in the health sector, what we hope to see in the health sector based off of trends that started last year. So can our guests please introduce themselves?
Hello, good morning. I'm Onyedikachi Ewe, Senior Program and Advocacy Manager.
Hi. My name is Kemisola Agbaoye.
Hi.
I am Director of Programs at Nigeria Health Watch, and I direct programs.
So, I mean, you can tell us when you, after listening to this, if she broke it down enough for you directing programs. But yeah, good to have you, Kachi. Good to have you, Kemi. How was the holidays for you?
Exciting.
I feel like I didn't even have a holiday, because holidays is when it's family stuff, caring for kids.
There's a lot of events. Mm-hmm. In fact, the good was the Nigeria cliche, you know, response to how are you? Fine. So fine, yeah. That's good.
I did. Okay. I'm all right. Oh, but so I think that's actually a good place to start. Yes, we're talking of the state of because essentially when you talk about healthcare, yes, in this sense, we're talking of public health beyond personal health, you know, the state of mind of each one of us. But then taking that further into the bigger conversation, population health, public health, what are some of the things that you are looking forward to from some of the things that happened last year? So it can be one or two things. I know, yes, we don't have all day in the podcast to talk about all of the expectations, but maybe just focus on one or two. Like for you, this is the big thing you hope to see change or improve, or, you know, just change for the better in Nigeria's health sector in 2024. Yeah, that's what we want to talk about today. So happy to hear your thoughts. Catch it.
All right. Of course, we are very aware that 2023 came with a change in leadership. And in the words of our MD, in one of the editorials she put together, said for the first time, it's like we're having round pegs in round holes. We have a new minister for the first time, a special advisor on health. We have most of the agencies, also departments, have very competent leadership that have been assigned. So there's it signals and points to the fact that it's promising. The health sector is looking promising. The promises, also the commitments from the health sector, the president's direction, all of that is also commendable. So I'll just make reference to one of the events that happened towards the end of last year to commemorate the Universal Health Coverage Day, where we had the president, leaders in the ministry, departments and agencies, leaders in donor-funded agencies coming together to sign the sector-wide compact, which signifies an alignment, you know, all the players, the stakeholders in the health sector coming together to agree to transparency, to agree to, you know, not reinventing the wheels, having a unified focus and direction to achieve universal health coverage, which is one of the sustainable development goals and one way we all are going to enjoy better health for all. So that's promising, and we believe that the sector-wide approach, once it's been fully rolled out and implemented, even the least, you know, every Nigerian on the street will begin to feel the impact when they walk into health facilities to access care. So yeah, that's one of it.
That sounds great. Thank you so much, Kachi. Kemi, what are you looking forward to this year in the health sector?
I mean, I think Kachi actually said, the first thing I'd have said, this swap is a game changer. But one thing I think would be very key to making that really happen is current Minister of Health and Social Welfare's four-point agenda, which is effective governance. One thing that he highlighted under that agenda was citizen engagement and accountability, which is negligible right now in Nigeria. People don't really engage civically with their leaders. They don't demand accountability. And I think this is something Nigeria Health Watch has tried to do over the years with some of our campaigns, with our platforms. People are not adequately educated about their health and about their rights as citizens of Nigeria and the quality of health that they should receive from their government. So having an engaged citizenry, and this is something even donors are thinking about. So far we've looked at accountability in the terms of frameworks and, you know, indicators. How is healthcare improving across, you know, child health, maternal health, access to antenatal services, which is good, which works. But now what I'm really looking forward to seeing that the minister has highlighted he wants to do is to get the voice of the population involved in accountability. The voice of the people involved.
Yeah.
How are they accessing healthcare at the point of care in the health facilities, in their primary healthcare centers? Yeah. So yes, that's something I'm definitely looking forward to, because I think the effective governance pillar cuts across all of the others, cuts across how you're going to have better improved quality healthcare, cuts across, you know, unlocking the value chain, which for me, apologies, is probably my second point. Local production needs to be significantly improved on. And it's not just Nigeria, it's across the continent, right? We consume a significant proportion of the commodities, of the healthcare commodities in the world, and we import most of it. So looking forward to, you know, strengthening our own local production capacities, making our own stuff, and even exporting it and, you know, contributing to GDP. So yeah.
So yes, while this cannot happen, it's not like it's a sprint, you just rush through, it happens. It's like a marathon, yes, a process. So maybe not everything will happen in 2024, but at least we are hoping significant steps happen in 2025. I also like where Kemi mentioned citizen engagement. Again, that's really why Break It Down podcast is existing. So people get to, we break these things down, you understand them better, so you can ask better questions. Now you know that the Ministry of Health wants to hear from you, wants to hear your experiences. So please use every platform available to you to share your experiences. Radio programs, use social media. The minister is active on social media, on Twitter. Tag him, share what's happening in your community so they get to know. He's really interested. And speaking of the minister, I think we should listen to him, just a small excerpt from, you know, the minister himself.
This agenda was crafted to do it for all Nigerians, and there are four pillars in that. The first is to improve the governance of the sector so that the federal government works with the state governments in the context of the national health system, which is provided for by the National Health Act of 2014, that had never been operationalized. We have been able to operationalize it under the leadership of this president. And then primary health care as the basis for the care delivery system, and expanding the basic health care provision fund, which we've refined, which is a pool of resources the federal government has put together to be complemented by donors, and it was launched as part of the President's Health Sector Renewal Investment Initiative, where development partners committed almost $3 billion over the next 3 years to invest in improving population health, whether it's malaria, TB, HIV, as well as maternal and child health and immunization, alongside federal government investments. Just next week, in fact, we will sign with the Global Fund an agreement for the grants that they will be providing through implementing entities, some of which are outside government, but it's to deliver for Nigerians, and to improve the quality of our hospitals, because they are also integrated within an integrated health system. So the primary health care system is the first level, but cases get referred from the primary health care level to higher level, to hospitals, caesarean section, so comprehensive emergency obstetrics services to be provided, and more complicated diseases or other diseases that require specialized care have to be provided at tertiary facilities, to revamp that infrastructure, equipment, physical infrastructure, and the people that are running those facilities, so that we can be able to deliver the services to improve the health outcomes of Nigerians. The third pillar, if I can add, is the value chain of health, which has never really been attended in a systematic way. Over the last several years, we've become net consumers of health products manufactured from outside our country.
Yes, indeed.
And we have not harnessed the potential that exists to produce generics. Medical devices, 100% are imported. We don't have that luxury anymore. And the president, in his wisdom, kicked off an initiative to unlock the healthcare value chain. That is the third pillar. And the final pillar is that of health security, to ensure that the gains we make will be sustained. When outbreaks occur, like COVID, or other outbreaks that may come in the future, or immediate disease outbreaks that we are used to, how do we sense them, respond to them through our Center for Disease Control with the states, and in a concept that is called One Health, where we have a steering committee, Ministry of Agriculture is part of it in terms of the veterinary animal health angle. Environment is part of it, because the ecological changes have implication for human health, climate change have implication for human health. Water Resources Ministry and the Health Ministry, anchored by the Centers for Disease Control, so that we are ready. We have good surveillance system to strengthen those vehicles, so that if an outbreak occurs, we can be able to detect it and respond to it as quickly as we can. Those are the four pillars of this effort that the president unveiled as part of his renewed hope agenda for Nigeria.
So it's nice to hear that the current administration is thinking of, or is looking at, ways to make our investment in health more useful to the citizens of the country. You know, like our MD said in her first editorial piece this year, we're encouraging the current administration to put, you know, put our money where our mouth is, right? Nigeria has consistently underfunded the health sector, and for a country with a rising population and continued poor population health outcomes, investing in health is not a cost, but a strategic and vital investment in the well-being and productivity of the country's population.
Yeah, absolutely, I agree. And for a country that has, at the federal level, never met the 15% Abuja Declaration, 2001 Abuja Declaration, and has over 200 million citizens, it's a cause for worry. The last, I think the highest the federal budget has hit was less than 6%. So while, yes, it is important to make sure that we have, you know, more health for the monies that are being put in there, allocations are still very, very subpar. And political will is important for universal health coverage. You can't achieve universal health coverage without public spending. That's something that's been proven in countries that have attained 90-something percent health insurance coverage for their citizens. Public spending is a significant chunk of that. So yes, something I'm definitely looking forward to this year is increased allocations to the health sector. And then there is also, and this also translates into the quality of the health system, and further translates into whether healthcare workers would want to stay back here. We know that there's a huge exodus of skilled workers across sectors. It's not just health, but it's more impactful in the health sector because these are vital workers, and we're losing them to better working conditions, to better remuneration, to better opportunities for training, for advancement in their careers. You can't fix those problems with stopgap measures. If you want your healthcare workers to stay back, then you have to give them a health system that works for them. A health system that does not endanger their own health. There has to be personal protective equipment. There has to be equipment for them to work with, for them to be able to provide the care that will make them feel fulfilled, that will get them some satisfaction from their jobs. And you can't do that if you don't invest in the health system. So it's all intertwined. It's all connected, all interconnected. Better investments will translate to better health systems. Better health systems will translate to better paid, better satisfied workers. Yeah. And that comes back to improved health outcomes.
Sure. Thanks for further explaining that, further breaking that down, how all of that connects. Kachi, do you have any final thoughts around your expectations or what you hope to see? Just 1 minute, you know, so we can wrap up.
I look forward to a 2024 that will provide better accountability for government expenditure in health. And when I talk about when we talk about accountability, we're looking forward to government setting up and actually implementing accountability and monitoring mechanisms for these allocations that we're looking forward to being increased. So allocations, prompt release of funds, and a structured accountability mechanism, and the citizens should be better informed about their rights as pertains to health, so that when it's not being given to you,
you can ask
and demand for it.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Kachi and Kemi, for joining us today. We really appreciate it. Just to announce, this is the final episode, like I said in the beginning. We will take a month off. Yeah. And we'll see you back in March. But we want to know what you think about this season and how we can make it better going forward.
We'll come back better. Bigger and better.
Use the link in the description.
And the Break It Down podcast.
All right, Break It Down Town. It has been great being your host this, season?
And it's been great having you to join us to break, you know, and share your expectations for 2024. Thank you so much, Kemi. Thank you so much, Kachi.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, bye.
And that's it on today's episode of the Break It Down podcast. Bye.